Back in the day, towns all over Vermont had their own dump. They were basically holes in the ground where people could get rid of whatever garbage they were able to haul over and catch up with their neighbors. But the politics and the economics of solid waste have changed, and Vermont's last unlined landfill in Addison County will close at the end of this month. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman stopped by the Salisbury landfill one recent Saturday morning, and he has this report.
When I visited the Salisbury landfill, it was set to shut down in less than 2 weeks. But Sid Hutchins was still explaining to people how it was all supposed to work out.
Where do we put the garden trash, so the branches and all that?
As far as I know, the same place.
All same place in Middlebury?
Yeah.
And this is next week, practically.
Yeah.
Hutchins is Salisbury's landfill manager, and he's the guy you stop and see before unloading your garbage.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, my God. You got a whole punch card, do you?
I need one.
Okay. Just give me the $45.
The Salisbury landfill used to be a moneymaker. People came from across Addison County to get rid of their trash here. Over the years, profits from the dump helped build a new school and went toward the town's highway equipment. But those days, Hutchins says, are long gone.
There's so much stuff we can't take down there no more. That's where we made our money. And normally I'll do a lift a year. That lift is 2 years old, and there's another 6 months there. Things are bad. And the recycling, of course, that's a money-losing game there. I got 2-3 people working in that trailer over there for nothing. Yeah. So I guess it's time to go.
It was a pretty busy morning when I visited. Some folks drove up with hatchbacks filled with bagged garbage that they paid $4.50 to get rid of. And there were trucks with construction waste. According to the Agency of Natural Resources, there were probably more than 200 town dumps back in the 40s and 50s. Vermont has a modern-lined landfill in Coventry. But as far as these town-run, unlined dumps go, Salisbury is the only one left.
Ours is the last one. So it's the end of an era for the state. It's the end of an era for Salisbury.
Petey O'Brien is on the Salisbury Select Board, and she helped organize the effort to shut down the landfill, which voters overwhelmingly approved on town meeting day. Environmentally, the landfill isn't doing that poorly, and the state isn't forcing the closure. But recycling costs are up, and people increasingly prefer curbside pickup. So the landfill isn't taking in as much. O'Brien says the town has been losing $30,000 and $40,000 a year, and things have just changed in Salisbury.
There are a lot of young, new people that have moved into town. And, you know, both people in the family work, they have children, and so they decided it's easier for a curbside pickup. And it's kind of bittersweet. This is a really community gathering place.
The dump is the place to gather signatures when you're running for town office. It's where both locals and the summer crowd from nearby Lake Dunmore catch up on town and nationwide politics. Jackie Webster lives on Long Island and says she's been coming up here during the summer for most of her life.
When I come to the lake, I love making the trips to the landfill. I can't even call it a dump. I have to call it a landfill because this is the most beautiful landfill or dump I've ever seen.
Because it's so with the lake crowd and the people that are here, it's a lot of people, a lot of out-of-towners that like love this place, you know.
The town will try to keep the recycling center open for now. They've hired a hauler who will come out here on Saturday mornings and charge people by the bag, but the dump will be chained off. The select board says they'll give it a year to see how much activity remains with the landfill closed. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Salisbury.